Asia.
Tonga's volcanic eruption. A kingdom cut off. The scale of the damage remains unclear.
Word came at last. 3 days after Hunga Tonga Hunga Hapai volcano in the Kingdom of Tonga erupted on January the 15th, the Prime Minister's office released a statement. The eruption was an unprecedented disaster for the archipelago and 3 deaths were confirmed. The blast created a vast ash cloud and led to a tsunami. 2 people drowned across the Pacific Ocean in Peru. Explosions of volcanic gas were audible more than 2,000 kilometres away in New Zealand. And plumes of gas rose more than 20 kilometres into the sky. In a biblical flourish, pebbles rained down on the Tongan capital, Nuku'alofa, located some 65 kilometres south of the volcano. The eruption was driven by subduction, a process whereby one of Earth's tectonic plates, in this case the Pacific one, sinks beneath the edge of another, in this instance the Indo-Australian one. Hunga Tonga Hunga Hapai sits within the Ring of Fire, a geological fault line encircling the Pacific. Tongans call the islands afflicted by the region's frequent earthquakes those which jump back and forth. The volcano is 1,800 metres tall, measured from the seafloor, and takes its name from the 2 parts of the rim of its crater, or caldera, which before the latest blast at least rose above the sea. Hunga Tonga and Hunga Hapai. Shane Cronin, a volcanologist at Auckland University, reckons that the latest eruption probably came from the caldera itself. An eruption in December 2014 filled the gap between the volcano's 2 islands with ash joining them. The island's formation also probably seeded its destruction, says James Garvin, chief scientist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. As it rose from the sea, layers of liquid magma filled a network of chambers beneath it. When the magma in those chambers erupted on January the 15th, the vast explosion in the seas and skies seems to have been coupled with an implosion in the rocks below, as some of those chambers collapsed, undermining the caldera and its rim. Satellite images now show that only a chunk of one of the former islands remains visible. The true number of deaths among the country's 100,000 people is unknown. So is the extent of damage to crops, villages, and livelihoods. Communication with Tonga was possible only by satellite phone initially. The submarine cable that connects it to Fiji and thence to the outside world was severed. Repairs could take weeks as the closest repair vessel is 2,500 kilometres away. Flights in and out of Tonga were suspended at first, owing to ash on the international airport's runway. Flights carrying aid are now arriving. New Zealand and Australia have sent surveillance flights over the archipelago to assess the damage. Reports suggest that roads and bridges have been destroyed, though the airport is intact. Grim satellite images show heaps of ash smothering entire islands. Emergency workers are handing out food, water and tents, according to the Prime Minister's office. Water is particularly vital. Many Tongans capture fresh rainwater from their roofs to drink. Ash has probably contaminated it. Navy ships carrying aid from Australia and New Zealand are on the way. The hope is they do not also carry COVID-19. Tonga's only case so far was caught at its border. One disaster must not lead to another.